Yes, thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a little bit of an exploration of what we've been doing there with the LibreOffice Lineage family of software. Just a disclaimer. So despite the title saying we managed to automate S-form generation, we're actually still in the process of doing that. So we reached some milestones. Sorry? All good? Okay. We reached some milestones there, but it's more like a road to travel rather than an end state. Anyway, overview and challenges. Where are we? So the goals obviously was to have the LibreOffice Lineage software ready for the Cyber Resilience Act time, which are upon us. So we're in the transitional period here. Ultimate goal, of course, to have full dependency relations and ultimately complete transparency and traceability for all product artifacts. We have achieved quite a lot of that already for container images, but there's, of course, still several other ways to distribute software rather than just in a container. We will get to that during this talk. Challenges, of course. It's an impressive mix of technology, Collabora Online, building on top of LibreOffice Core, has JavaScript and TypeScript with the ecosystem behind that, more than 100, beyond, of course, the LibreOffice code, more than 100 native code dependencies, and an unfortunate amount of edge cases, like fonts and dictionaries, no automated solutions, evolving standards. So it's more like fixing the car while it's running, because we're still in the process of actually writing the standards that are then going to be in place here. So, let's get going anyway. What can we do? First steps. We looked at the current state, which was sad because there was nothing. Then we did a lot of reading and talking to experts and participating in assessment groups and standard setting setups there. And then we did roll the dice and we picked SPDX over Cyclone just to get things going. And of course, the initial thing was the very first obvious thing to do was to get the license completely listed. So there's a number of other things you can do with S-forms, but clearly like having that as a list of things, list of ingredients with the license there, but this is the kind of the first goal to reach. And we decided then for at least for our Collabora Online to do that manually. That was a kind of manageable number of things there. To handle, so we went with the manual approach because there was nothing automated anyway. We did that for the JavaScript dependencies. Luckily, there are not so many, so it's not the typical NPM mess with hundreds or thousands of recursive dependencies. Then we noticed we ship a font for the admin console, and oh my god! So we just added that as another dependencies, and then we started thinking about fonts as a problem. Then we looked at the C++ dependencies. That was manageable, at least on that level, because it was just a handful of libraries plus LibreOffice. So at least minimally, we got this sorted, and we had a list there. And the minimal thing that we did then to get this at least a little bit of automation is to retrieve the version information of those dependencies from the build system. So at least that's not a manual step anymore. Yeah, fonts. What's a font? Well, clearly it has a license, so we need an S-form for that. They're binary artifacts.